Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Doppler Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 26th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 2.5 cents, closing at 377.25. May beans down 5.75 cents, closing at $9.75. May wheat down 0.25 cent at 469.25. Kansas City and Minneapolis were both about 6 cents lower. Chicago held up pretty good. It looks like Egypt bought 120,000 metric tons of wheat from the U.S., so that might have firmed up Chicago a little bit here. But the funds really didn't come for very much wheat during the day. We traded as much as 11 cents off of last night's highs. Certainly not powerful action, considering we did have some export business out here. Beans down 5 cents. Oil, meal, all lower. Haven't seen any real reason. Maybe people are thinking that we're getting more bean acres out here with the wet weather and the wetter forecasts for April. If that's the case, you would have thought corn could have been higher here, but it wasn't. So we just had all kinds of light pressure here today. The funds were selling corn, wheat, and beans. You know, they're incredibly short the corn. 260,000 contracts. I guess they're going to go into this report short that amount. Doesn't seem like they're going to cover. We hadn't heard anything on a trade deal yet, which is a little bit discouraging out here. I think this was the second day that they were supposed to be in China negotiating. I'm hearing that it's going to move back to Washington early next week. You know, are we going to get a deal or not? We don't see anything really positive out here that would indicate that. The only exception would be that we did see an awful lot of buying on the lows in the bean market here. From 902 down to 899.5, funds probably bought a good 3,000-4,000 contracts of beans. But we got to get through the report on Friday. I think the stocks numbers will be bearish for the beans. The acres should be a little bit friendly, so kind of a wash. Corn, I think the acres will be just a tad bearish, but I think the carryouts will be a little friendly. So again, we don't see a whole lot happening after the report, but you know, we're certainly due for some surprises out here, something that can add to the volatility, and that would certainly move the markets out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT.